December 20th through 26th, Christmas, the matchless gift of God's divine Son. Christmas is an exciting time for many children. Consider how you will help them connect the joy at Christmas time with the joy of the Savior's gospel. Invite sharing. Invite the children to share what they did this past week to celebrate the Savior's birth. Teach the doctrine, younger children. I can offer my testimony to celebrate Jesus' birth. In the Living Christ, see churchofjesuschrist.org, the First Presidency and Quorum of the 12 Apostles gave their testimony of Jesus Christ to commemorate the birth of Jesus Christ. Consider how you will encourage the children to share their testimonies with others. Possible activities. Show the children a copy of the Living Christ. See this week's outline and come follow me for individuals and families. Point to the word Christ in the title and let the children point to the word too. Also point out the signatures at the bottom of the page and tell the children that in 2000, the First Presidency and the 12 Apostles wrote their testimony of Jesus Christ, signed their names to it, and shared it with the world. Show a picture of Jesus Christ and invite each child to stand and share something he or she knows about him. If they need help, suggest truths from the Living Christ. Remind the children that when they tell others about Jesus, they are sharing their testimonies. Tell the children how you gained your testimony of Jesus Christ and what you are doing to keep your testimony strong. Help them think of ways they could strengthen their testimonies of Jesus Christ and invite them to choose one thing they will do. Heavenly Father sent His Son as a gift to us. Giving and receiving gifts is a traditional part of Christmas for many people. This tradition should help us remember God's matchless gift of His divine Son. See the Living Christ. Possible activities. Ask the children to tell about gifts they have been given or received. Read to them the last sentence of the Living Christ and invite them to listen for the gift God has given us. If needed, help them understand that matchless means better than any other. Why is the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the best gift? Sing together a song about Jesus Christ, such as, He Sent His Son. See Children's Songbook, pages 34 through 35. Help the children pick a phrase from the song that they would like to draw, such as Newborn Babe or Walk with Men. As they draw, ask the children to tell you how they feel about what Jesus has done for them. Share your feelings as well. Jesus Christ invites me to follow His example. Part of the Savior's profound influence on the world has been His perfect example. How will you inspire the children to follow Him? Possible activities. From the second paragraph of the Living Christ, read to the children some of the things Jesus did. Show pictures from His life. See this week's activity page and invite the children to talk about what the Savior is doing in the pictures. Help them think of ways they can follow His example. Choose a Light the World video, see comeuntochrist.org, to show the children or tell about a time when you were blessed by someone's Christ-like service. Invite a child to act out a simple act of service and ask the other children to guess what he or she is doing. Let each child have a turn. Help the children think of something they can do to serve someone in their family. Teach the doctrine, older children. We offer our testimony. The example of the prophets and apostles who wrote the Living Christ can inspire the children to share their testimonies of Jesus Christ. Possible activities. Write on the board, I know that Jesus Christ, blank. And invite the children to share ways they would complete the sentence. Suggest that they look in the Living Christ for ideas. What can we do to strengthen our testimonies of Jesus Christ? How are others blessed when we share our testimonies? point out that the living Christ was signed by the First Presidency and the 12 Apostles. Read together Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verse 23. What makes apostles different from other officers in the church? Choose one of the Special Witnesses of Christ videos to share with the children. See churchofjesuschrist.org. Why are we grateful to have special witnesses of Christ in our day? None other has had so profound an influence. In the living Christ, the prophets and apostles declared that no one has had greater influence on God's children than Jesus Christ. Ponder how you will help the children learn about the Savior's profound influence on all of us. Possible activities. Give each child a phrase or sentence from the living Christ and ask them to draw a picture of that phrase or sentence. As each child shows the class his or her picture, ask the other children to guess what the picture is illustrating and find the corresponding sentence in the living Christ. How are we blessed because of Jesus Christ's life and mission? Help the children find different names or titles of Jesus Christ in the living Christ and underline them if possible. Some examples include Messiah, Firstborn, the First and the Last, Advocate, and Chief Cornerstone. Talk about what each of these titles teaches us about Him. Some of these titles are defined in the Guide to the Scriptures or Bible Dictionary. He is the light, the life, and the hope of the world. Christmas is such a joyful season because of the hope that Jesus Christ brought to the world through His teachings, example, and atoning sacrifice. Possible activities. Invite each child to draw a Christmas tree or draw one on the board. Invite the children to decorate the tree with words or phrases from the living Christ that describe a gift the Savior has given us, such as light, life, and hope. Let them talk about why they chose those words or phrases. Help the children find Christmas hymns that tell of the light, life, and hope that the Savior's birth brought to the world. For example, O Little Town of Bethlehem, or Hark the Herald Angels Sing. See hymns numbers 208 through 209. Sing the hymns together and let the children share how Jesus has brought light, life, and hope into their lives. Ask some of the children to read about the shepherds in Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. Ask others to read about Simeon in Luke chapter 2, verses 25 through 33. Invite them to share with each other how the shepherds and Simeon felt about finding out that Jesus was born. Why did they feel this way? Why does His birth bring us great joy? Encourage learning at home. Invite the children to think of someone in their family with whom they can share their testimony of Jesus Christ. Help them consider what they might say to strengthen that person's faith in Him. Improving our teaching. Prepare by studying the Scriptures. Quote, prayerfully studying the Word of God puts us in tune with the Holy Ghost. He can then inspire us to draw upon what we have studied as we teach and lift others. End quote. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 12.